This week's Dvar Torah is sponsored L'schus Elazar Felberbaum and Zev Wolf Perlstein and L'ilui Nishmas Tver Leia Baser Mordechai Tzvi. The learning of the Dvar Torah is L'schus Reb Sholom Mordechai Halevi Ben Rivka for a Geula Kreva Min HaMeitzar El HaMerchav. This week we will discuss true Hiskashrus. The Torah tells us numerous times that there is a mitzvah to connect ourselves to Hashem. As it says, Uvoisid Boku, Chazal asked, how is it possible? How does one attach himself to Hashem? They answer that this can be accomplished by connecting to true Talmidei Chachamim, who are constantly attached to the Shekhinah. Bonding with them connects us to Hashem. The Medrash says that when a person is connected to a tzaddik, he is helped and saved in the schus of the tzaddik, like Lot, who was saved in the schus of Avraham Avinu. Reb Hillel Paritsher writes, one who wants to follow Darchei HaChassidus must be connected to the Tzaddik Hador, like the Rebbe. In addition, one needs to get himself a Chassid who will teach and explain well the Rebbe's Torah specifically, and Chassidus in general. The Tzaddik draws into his Nefesh the level of seeing Elokus, and the Chassid draws into him the level of hearing Elokus. At a Farbringen, the Rebbe explained, we connect to the Rebbe because of his direct connection to Hashem, not because of his other qualities. Someone once asked the Chassid Rashbatz whether the Rebbe Rashab has Ruach HaKodesh, and was told, to me it makes no difference. I know that he is a Rebbe. If a Rebbe needs Ruach HaKodesh, then he surely has it. And if not, what is there to be excited about? The Rebbe continued to say that a person told him with much excitement that the Friedrich Rebbe had told him, connect to me and you will thereby be connected to what I am connected. This person thought that the Rebbe meant his father, the Rebbe Rashab. But in truth, the Rebbe explained, this means that through the Rebbe we connect to Hashem. In response to the question, how can one have Hiskashrus if he does not know the Rebbe personally? The Friedrich Rebbe replied, true Hiskashrus is brought about by learning Torah, learning my Chassidus, reading my sichas, joining Anash and the Tmimim in their learning and farbringing, fulfilling my request of saying Tehillim, and keeping the set times of learning. This is Hiskashrus. The Rebbe Rashab said, there are three ways of Hiskashrus, using the three Levushim of the Nefesh. When relating Echsidish HaMaisa, then the Hiskashrus is in the Levush HaMaisa. When reviewing Divrei Torah, the Hiskashrus is in the Levush HaDibur. And when singing a nigun, the Hiskashrus is in the Levush HaMachshava. The Chassid Reb Meir Simcha Chein once went into Yechidus to the Rebbe Rashab and complained that during previous years, his Hiskashrus to the Rebbe had been much stronger. The Rebbe answered, the Hiskashrus of one neshama to another neshama is through Torah. Learn my Chassidus. When Reb Meir Simcha told the Rebbe that he does not have any of the Rebbe's Maimarim available, the Rebbe replied, amongst the Talmidim of Tumchei Tmimim, you will be able to get copies of the Maimarim for an inexpensive price. The Chassid Reb Yankel Landau related, at one of the Farbringens of the year Tofresh Ayin Tes, the Rebbe Rashab said, in Olam Habo, one should also request from the Rebbe. Full of emotion, the Chassid Reb Zalman Havlin jumped to his feet. Who knows if we'll be able to find the Rebbe's door? The Rebbe told him not to worry, you will find the door. At this point, I, Rabbi Yankel Landau, asked the Rebbe, what will be when they ask me, what connection do you have with the Rebbe? Did you do what the Rebbe told you? The Rebbe answered, indeed, one must follow directives, and concluded, yet we have a Rebbe. I was together with him, I heard Torah from him, and I learned his chassidus. Rabbi Yankel Landau concluded, it seems to me that when the Rebbe said, heard from him, he meant this world, and learned his chassidus was referring to after the Rebbe's hisalkus. The Friedrich Rebbe writes in a letter, I was pleased to hear you thanking Hashem regarding your hiskashrus to me. However, you must contemplate whether you are truly connected to me, or it is imaginative, or only an empty slogan. True hiskashrus must bring one to action. You know that I demand from all Talmidim, and specifically those who are connected to me, to bring the light of Torah and mitzvahs into the Yiddish homes, and to create an atmosphere of Torah and Yirah Shemayim. Have you fulfilled this? With what are you makusher to me? Until you join one of these pe'ulais, your words about Hiskashrus are empty slogans.
A chassid once journeyed to his Rebbe and went in for yechidus. He told the Rebbe of his ruchniyistika challenges and also mentioned his business troubles. The Rebbe gave him advice and gave him a bracha. And shortly after, the chassid's business greatly improved. A wife of one of the chassid's neighbors noticed a sudden increase in hatzlacha, so she nagged her husband, who was not a chassid, to go to the Rebbe. He finally agreed and traveled to the Rebbe to ask for advice and a bracha for success in Parnassa. "I have no advice for you," the Rebbe told him. "But you had for my neighbor," complained the simple man. To explain, the Rebbe told him a mashal. A merchant traveled to Leipzig, buying and selling his merchandise. When it was time to return home, he noticed that the wheels of his carriage needed to be oiled, but all the shops were closed. Walking around in an anxious search, he met a fellow businessman who offered to sell him some of his oil. Seeing this, another wagon driver asked for some oil as well. "I do not sell oil. I deal with precious stones and diamonds," the businessman replied. "But you gave the other man," the driver protested. The businessman said, "How can you compare? We do business together, and I am always ready to do him an extra favor. But in general, I do not sell oil." Finishing the mashal, the Rebbe continued, "Your neighbor, the chassid, has always come to me for hadracha, guidance, in his avodas Hashem. His gashmiyistika needs only come up while we discuss his ruchniyistika needs, and sensing his difficulties, I try to help him. However, you have approached me only for your gashmiyistika needs, and this is not my business." After the Mittler Rebbe's histalkus on Tes Kislev Tov Kuf Pei Ches, the Tzemach Tzedek did not want to accept the nisios, the leadership of the chassidim, saying that he would make a parnasa from learning with younger children. This did not materialize, for the Tzemach Tzedek was taken to learn with the Yoshvim in Lubavitch. At that time, there were more than 10 minyanim of chassidim who spent their time learning and davening in the Mittler Rebbe's large shul. For Shavuos of that year, many of the Ziknei HaChassidim, the older Chassidim, as well as Shluchim from the colonies founded by the Mittler Rebbe, came to Lubavitch. After much dialogue, the Tzemach Tzedek accepted the Nesios on Erev Shavuos, and the city of Lubavitch rejoiced. Although the Ziknei HaChassidim of the Alter Rebbe and the Mittler Rebbe treated the Tzemach Tzedek with a kavod of a Rebbe, they were not yet miskasher to the Tzemach Tzedek with the inner connection that his kashrus includes. Regardless of that, they wholeheartedly advised the younger chassidim to connect to the Tzemach Tzedek with a strong inner hiskashrus, and they divided the country, each taking responsibility to travel around a specific area to arouse an ash about this. For Shavuos Tovkuf Tzadik Aleph, many chassidim traveled to Lubavitch, amongst them Rabbonim, Melamdim, and many Ziknei chassidim of the Alter Rebbe. On their journey home, some of them passed through Dubrovna, where the Goyin Reb Nechemya lived, and they stopped to visit him. Reb Nechemya had been a Talmud Muvhok of the Alter Rebbe and the Chavrusa of the Tzemach Tzedek, and would not travel to Lubavitch. When the great Chassidim, Reb Isaac Homler, Reb Moshe Vilenker, and his brother Reb Zev, Reb Zalman Zezmer, Reb Pesach Molostovker, and Reb Kisil Lepler all came to visit, Reb Nechemya related a dream that he had dreamt. "The Alter Rebbe came to me and asked why I do not have a Rav. And he told me, 'Asei lecha Rav.' When I asked who I should take as a Rav, the Alter Rebbe answered with a deep explanation, indicating that I should go to Lubavitch. Therefore, for this coming Shabbos, I will be traveling to Lubavitch to the Tzemach Tzedek." Hearing his words made a tremendous impression on all the listeners, and after some discussion, they decided to turn around and go back to Lubavitch. On that Shabbos, the Rebbe said three Maimorim, and the Ziknei HaChassidim who had not yet accepted the Tzemach Tzedek as the Rebbe now accepted him. The Rebbe Rashab, on telling this story, concluded, "Old-time Chassidim had an inner feeling in Chassidus and Avodah. For 3 years, these great Chassidim worked on an Inyan Pnimi with Mesiras Nefesh Mamish, spoke Dvarim Hayotzim in Halev, words that come from the heart, and yet understood that they do not have the true Hiskashos to the Rebbe. This was accomplished through their Avodah in learning and davening. Only after 3 years did they reach the full level of Iskashrus."